Hello, guys, and welcome back to Big Craft Works, the podcast. Thanks so much for joining me. We are going to begin a whole new journey. This year, each podcast episode will be published and available for you on every first Sunday of the month. We're going to be going into some topics that you guys have asked about over on Instagram, as well as making sure you get an energy feel for what Spirit wants us to focus on for that month. So let's jump in.
Fold in the cheese.
What does that mean? What does fold in the cheese mean?
He folds it in.
I understand that, but how do you fold it? Do you fold it in half like a piece of paper and drop it in the pot, or what do you do?
David, I cannot show you everything.
Okay, well, can you show me one thing?
Here's what you do. You just fold it in.
Okay, I don't know how to fold broken cheese like that.
And I don't know how to be any clearer. You take that thing that's in your hand. And you...
If you say fold in one more time...
It says fold it in.
This is your recipe. You fold in the cheese then.
Don't you dare.
You fold it in.
David!
We've all been there. We get on YouTube or we read a post and you see someone's instructions for their spell or their ritual and you're like, what the hell does that term mean? There are so many witchy buzzwords that are floating around. Let's delve into it and break it down and simplify it. BigCraftBotanica.com, the one-stop shop for all your spiritual and witchy needs, from crystals, bulk herbs, candles, and even readings from yours truly. Visit BigCraftBotanica.com today. Okay, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about all of these rituals and spells and things that you see. You see them on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and everyone has their own terminology. They're telling you about your vibration and how to raise the energy and how to do this, that, and the third. And the key to all of this is to make it your own. A lot of new practitioners on this path, you get caught up in doing things right. It's not your fault. It comes from a level of societal programming where we have all been taught that we must do things to a level of goodness, correctness, rightness. And within that, we lose sight on the end goal. However, when you are in the process of working a spell or a ritual, and if you get sidetracked with focusing on, am I doing this exactly right? It is an energy leak. How so? How, Keisha? How is this an energy leak? When you are doing your work, that's what we're going to call it, because it's all work at the end of the day. When you're doing your work, your energy needs to be completely and totally focused on the task at hand, okay? And if you are not able to then give this working your full attention, your full focus, then it is causing your energy to be just a little bit weaker. It is causing your ability to contact and evoke whatever energy you are evoking just a little bit more difficult. It literally weakens the signal. It's like a cell phone signal. Sometimes it's super strong and you get clear and fast reception and everything loads quickly. Or you can be in a place where the reception is kind of eh, and it takes forever for that page to load. In both instances, you eventually get to see the page load, but one of them, it comes a lot quicker easier and with less frustration. So, do not spend so much time worried about the technical things when it comes to spell work, okay? Don't think about whether or not you're doing it absolutely correctly. It'll drain your energy. The second thing you want to focus on is learning how to make do, okay? So, for most of us, we have all of these things available, right? Someone like me who's been doing this for a while, I've got the crystals, I've got the herbs. If somebody is like, you need some zinc foil and a bloodstone crystal, I can literally go in, tell my little witchy space, and pull those things out. That's not necessarily the case for everyone who's just getting started. So don't be upset about that, but do learn how to make do. How do you learn to make do? You study correspondence. Figure out what herb, what crystal, what incense is in the same energy as the one that you don't have that is required for said ritual. For instance, if you are doing a spell and you need to hurry something up, and they tell you that you need to use cinnamon, right? So you're like, I don't have any cinnamon. Then you go to the cabinet and you look in your cabinet and you try to figure out, what do you have that's like cinnamon that will hurry something up? Well, I don't have this, I don't have that. I see some allspice, or I see some pumpkin spice, or I see some apple pie spice, and I go on the back of that label and I read what is made of. And if cinnamon is in there, I use it. If it's something that has a spicy nature and it also sweetens just like cinnamon, I'll add it. So take your time to not panic, but figure out the corresponding things that can be used. Because if you remember back when our ancestors were doing these things, they didn't have just everything at their fingertips. They used what they had and they made do, and it worked. And a lot of times we get caught up on the technicality and if we have the right candle and if we have the At the end of the day, it is all about your intention, okay? You can literally do the same thing with some salt, water, and a white candle that you can do for most everything else, because those are highly programmable elements. They're pure and they're willing to accept and work with you. Okay? So remember that. I own a whole botanica, bigcraftbotanica.com. You hear from me all the time. But at the end of the day, if you can't get a candle from me or anybody else, you take yourself down to the Dollar Tree and you buy a candle and you go home and you make it happen. Because the only difference is that these candles were programmed with intention before you got them. You can do that at home. Okay? When you get in a bind, you need to be able to tap into your own power. You need to be able to tap into your own spirit team. And that is why getting caught up in whether or not you're doing it right, whether or not you have the exact ingredient, whether or not you fully understood every technical thing, is stopping your spell work from being effective. Because the only thing that you really need to be concerned with is the faith in self and know that it is going to happen. Okay? That is your focus. The terminology isn't your focus. The ingredients, all of those things are elements. But you, my dear, are the magic. None of those things matter, work, or become anything other than a mundane material object without you. You are the living, breathing thing in this current reality that is pulling on the divine, ancestral, angelic realms to make things happen in your favor. I am reminded of something that was a download to me from one of my Lama Dhamma spirits. and I was asking about doing things, workings. And she said, the term that the old people used to say when they said, keep your wick trimmed and a-burning, wasn't just about a candle. It was about staying in effect, ready, so you don't have to get ready. How do you get ready? You get ready by constantly feeding your spirit. When you are constantly feeding your spirit, when you are constantly building your self-confidence in your own work, then whenever you need to pull on that energy, it is available for you at that moment to use how you will. And that is what is the key to your spell work. Don't just wait until it is time to do the ritual or the working and then try to raise your energy. Do little things every day that allow you to build faith in self and your connection to the ancestral and the divine realms. How do you do that? How do you feed yourself every day spiritually? Go to that altar. Have a conversation with your ancestors. If there's no altar, go within, because at the end of the day, you are the altar. And ask them for signs to correspond with what you are asking. When you receive these signs, it will build confidence. Meditate. Meditate. That's going to help to build your spirit. If you can get into it, yoga. Thousands of years of explanations of why yoga feeds the spirit. All of those things. Prayer. Prayer. Excellent way to build a spirit. And when I say prayer, I do not mean talking to this unknown entity in the sky that you think has the right and the power to grant your will. It is a literal conversation with self, confirming that you have the right to the things that you so desire. Self-confirmation, affirmations, all of those things are ways in which to consistently build your spiritual energy. So when you do get ready to do your rituals and your spells, you don't have to worry about, am I doing it right or wrong? Because you now know I'm doing it according to my intuition, and my intuition is never wrong. Available now on Amazon. Ancestral Journal by your girl, Keisha K. This is a handcrafted journal that was inspired in order to give you a special place to record your interactions with your ancestors and to have a place of remembrance of growing with them. Available now on Amazon.com. You can also find it on the link in the bio of @BitCraftWorks on Instagram. All right, let's get into this January energy reading for the collective. So, for quite a few of you, things are turning around, right? You are feeling inspired. A lot of you have done your vision boards, you've scripted, you set your intentions, and you've began to work the plan and planning to work. And for the bulk of us, that is going to turn out into a beautiful, beautiful manifestation of whatever business, school, whatever it is that you're trying to bring into fruition. Spirit is sending inspiration to assist you in making this happen. But as usual, Spirit always sends a warning. And the warning for us as a collective is to stay balanced in our emotions, okay? Not giving too much to the material world or the spiritual world. Staying in balance, utilizing both sets of tools as you are still currently living in this physical reality. The other thing that they are warning us about is staying in control of our emotions in regards to the things that are happening around us and to those that are around us. There is a lot that is going to be happening in the world this year. There's a lot going on with the financial system, with the government, with the weather, with people's health, with people being sick, not being sick, being able to work, not being able to work. There's a lot of roller coaster energy within this year because this is America's Pluto return year, and therefore there's a lot of things that are on the brink of change. So what Spirit is reminding us to do this month is to stay in control of your emotions and do not allow them to be utilized in order to portray a certain situation, okay? So remember to keep perspective. Perspective is an amazing tool when it comes to keeping your emotions intact and in balance, because when you zoom out, you can see what's going on and see how little it might be actually affecting you. Well, guys, thanks for joining me on this month's episode of Bitcraft Works, the podcast. Next month's episode will actually be uploaded and available on January the 30th, because February is a short month. I'll see you then.